Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for joining us. With us in studio is Jolene Goodman. She is from Big Green Umbrella Media, and they are the, well, they're the folks that put together lots of different things, including the Iowa Business Journals, which serve small businesses in the western suburbs and up north there in Johnston and other places. And good to have you back, Julie. Nice to see you.
So thanks for having me.
Making it through the Christmas holiday rush, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I haven't seen you out shopping. This is really, you know, I've seen so many people, friends of mine, that have been out there hurrying and scurrying, but I haven't seen you yet. Are you doing all this online? Of course not.
No. I shop locally here.
Good for you.
But quite all done, but almost.
Very good. Well, another month, another year, a brand new year for the Iowa Business Journals.
Yep.
What you got cooking?
Well, we're just working on our December issues. They come out later in December, but our cover story on those is about holiday parties. So actually, the timing of this is probably good for next year, but great stories about what folks, actual businesses in our communities, are doing for their holiday parties.
Really?
Yeah. So it's everything from simple, not very spending very much money to like a daycare spending $25,000 on their annual holiday party and giving away prizes and good gifts like mixers and computers and
are you
all sorts
finding
of stuff.
We found this. There's quite a few firms out there that are delaying their holiday party until after the first of the year so that they don't get into the rush of family and friends.
Yep. And we do that same thing. Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah. It's a real mix, but like we hold our holiday party in January just because of kids programs and church things, and that's a lot going on.
And you guys want to be early. Yeah. You say, you know, the heck with it. We're just going to start 2018 with a Christmas party.
Right.
Why not?
We do.
Go.
Yep.
That's interesting. We had Tarot International was on just the other day, as a matter of fact, Deborah Renner. She's an etiquette expert, and she was talking about the pitfalls of holiday parties and office parties and how that can tank your career if you're not wise.
Right.
Yeah. That would be an interesting article, you know.
And there are some pointers in these articles about that, too. Namely, alcohol, you know, and controlling that and having a controlled environment for that. So you can get the best out of all of your employees.
That's right. And you don't want to say things or do things that will come back to bite you. I can tell you, as I indicated to Deborah when she was here, you know, 30 years ago at the broadcasting parties that I remember that I was part of, oh boy, they probably wouldn't fly much today.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Not good. All right. What else you got in the Iowa Business Journals? What else is coming up in the December? And then as you look forward into 18,
right. Well, in December issue, we have our regular features of the real estate transactions, the SBA loans, you know, things that are happening in our market. These are great lead sources for sales.
Yeah. If I was a salesperson, I wanted to know who had money.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah.
Plus, on the flip side, there's the bankruptcies that are listed in there. Always
don't
hot read, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly.
And just, you know, a great list for those who are looking to get involved and network. A list of a whole host of things from Rotary to Chamber to some grassroots efforts out there. Ribbon cuttings, all those things going on in the community.
One of the things, and we've talked about this before, Jolene, the importance of the Iowa Business Journals is the fact that you tend to specialize with small to medium-sized businesses, right?
Yeah, we do. We mail to all the businesses out in these communities of Grimes, Johnston, Urbandale, Joaquin, West Des Moines. But typically, our news and our content is steered and geared towards the small to medium-sized businesses.
I'm going to tell you this story because I think it's so point on. And one of the other things, not only are you offering advice and training and ideas to small businesses, but this is a great way to market from business to business. And let me tell you this story. You don't know this. We haven't even talked about this
yet.
The other day, I'm stopped while I was out doing some holiday shopping. And a fellow that I know that owns a business, it's a B2B type of a business. And he says to me, he says, you and I need to really get together because I've been approached to take a $35,000 annual contract with a multimedia company here in the Des Moines metro. And I'm just not, sure this is really what I need to do. Hmm. I said, well, who's your target audience, my friend? And he goes, well, businesses. And I said, well, so you're being pitched a deal that doesn't exclusively hit businesses? He goes, yeah. He says, that's what I'm worried about. And I said, well, you should be. Because, you know, so he doesn't know it yet, but I'm going to recommend that he talk to you guys, because if you're doing business-to-business stuff, what a great way for him to market his service to other businesses.
Absolutely.
I think that's one of the real great things about the Iowa Business Journal. Now, for all transparency, you know, we have a business relationship between Inside on Business, the NewsHour, and the business journals. But I, you know, we wouldn't be there if we didn't think it was a really positive thing for people to get a hold of.
Right.
Now, what communities do you serve currently?
Well, our Northwest edition reaches and is mailed to Grimes, Johnston, Urbandale, and our Western Suburbs edition is mailed to Waukee and West Des Moines. Two separate issues. So if a business, like what you're talking about, mm-hmm. wants to reach those businesses, it's a very affordable option to reach just business owners, managers, those people who are looking out for the business.
Yeah, it would seem to be. Jolene Goodman, ladies and gentlemen, the company is called Big Green Umbrella Media. They are the creators of something called City View. And thank you so much also for sending us Jeff Pitts on a regular basis over here to do what's happening in the Des Moines Metro.
Yeah, he knows his stuff.
He does know his stuff. And of course, City View, how many years has this been going on? For years, right?
Over 25 years, City View has been publishing. And we actually have our Best Of issue coming up in February.
February.
9 years we've been doing the Best Of. And it's a very acclaimed honor that businesses are looking for.
You know, you see this all over. If you are involved in the greater Des Moines metro community and you go into businesses from time to time, you see plaques on the walls or a framed certificate saying, well, we're the best of. And that's been a very successful marketing tool for you guys as well, I would think.
Yes. And it's just, it's acclaimed, and people are searching out these issues in February, and they're kept. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he has it by his bed. And I was going to get him, you know, the one from last year. I mean, seriously, this is like a few weeks ago. He's like, oh, no, I have that one sitting on my nightstand by my bed. I'm like, all right.
All right. Whatever it takes.
Huh? Yep.
Big Green Umbrella Media, based in Johnston, as a matter of fact. We've been visiting with Jolene Goodman. She is the person that rides the whip over there at the Iowa Business Journals. What do you think expansion-wise, if you were to crystal ball this, you're in two editions now, where might you want to be looking at next, do you think?
Well, I realistically see we could grow this to possibly six editions.
Here in the metro?
Yep, and we've got the north side, we got an east side, Eastern Polk County is pretty hot, we got several areas in the heart of Des Moines metro. To come. Stay tuned.
Lots of places to go. And, you know, we're seeing all kinds of revitalization opportunities headed south of Des Moines as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So there is room for growth all over the place. It is called the Iowa Business Journals. If you missed all or any of this conversation with Jolene Goodman, you can certainly find that on our broadcast and podcast page. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
Happy holidays again.
Yeah.
Good
you
to
too.
See you. Say hi to Shane for us, if you would.
Will do.
All right. The real, second in command over Big Green. She scoffs.
Yeah.
All right, we've got to get out of here because it's nigh on to 6 o'clock. That means, it's time to go. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour, Aaron Lehman was with us earlier talking about the National Farmers Union. That was interesting stuff. Jolene Goodman from Big Green Media, Big Green Umbrella Media, and those folks are the publishers of the Iowa Business Journals. All right, for all of us associated with the show, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. He's the guy twisting the dials, making sure that you can get a hold of us each and every day from 5 until 6 o'clock. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood is the program director for the radio station. Jeff Delvaux, he is the guy that's in charge of the big whip around here at the Des Moines Radio Group. He is the general manager. James Goodlett is the fellow that, he wrote and he produced and he did the music that you're listening to right now. You need some corporate music for your business, get a hold of us. We will put you in charge. In touch with James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful Tuesday evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.